option two, attempting to find satisfaction in achievement rather than in the struggles of relationship, will reliably result in a shallow relationship that may feel very pleasant, but will fail to unite husband and wife at their deepest level. Option three, attempt to meet our needs in each other. If ignoring our needs is dangerous, and if finding counterfeit satisfaction in achievement results in shallow relationships, then what should we do with our needs? A large majority of people turn to their marriage partners for the answer. Consider what may really be happening when a couple get married. Two people, each with personal needs pressing for fulfillment, pledge themselves to become one. As they recite their vows to love and respect each other, strong but hidden motivations stir inside them. If a microphone could somehow tune into the couple's unconscious intentions, I wonder if perhaps we would hear words like these. Groom, I need to feel important, and I expect you to meet that need by affirming my every decision, whether good or bad, by respecting me, no matter how I behave, and by supporting me in whatever I choose to do. I want you to treat me as the most important person in the world. My goal in marrying you is to find my significance through you. An arrangement in which I am the uncontested leader sounds very attractive. Bride, I have never felt as deeply loved as I have longed to be. I am expecting you to meet that need through gentle affection, even when I'm growling, thoughtful consideration whether I am always sensitive to you or not, and an accepting, romantic sensitivity to my emotional needs. I want you to treat me as the most important person in the world. Don't let me down. A marriage bound together by commitments to exploit the other for filling one's own needs, and I fear that most marriages are built on such a basis, can legitimately be described as a tick-on-a-dog relationship. Just as a hungry tick clamps on to a nourishing host in anticipation of a meal, so each partner unites with the other in the expectation of finding what his or her personal nature demands. The rather frustrating dilemma, of course, is that in such a marriage there are two ticks and no dog. Inevitably, as the years pass, husband and wife will hurt at deep levels. One woman told me how desperate she felt when the doctor emerged from the operating room to inform her that her 4-year-old daughter had just died.